Ooh. I'm actually sick right now. Or allergies. Whatever. I got my allergies are acting up right now. This shit is not fun. Bro, it's like I'm sniffling. Drinking hella water and shit. Blowing my goddamn nose every 5 seconds. It's like, what the fuck is going on? I don't know what to do. Allergy medicine is cool, I guess, but just makes me drowsy. I got shit to do during the day. Need to invest in some of that, though, I guess. I guess I don't have a choice. Because it's either take allergy medicine or live like a... I don't know, I feel like a fucking... Doesn't feel... I don't know. I just can't breathe. Can't taste anything. It's bullshit. I'd be cooking food. I need to be able to taste my food. What if I taste something that I'm cooking for somebody and then I give it to them and it just tastes very bland, you know? Like, that's the last thing I would want to happen. I give you something and it's bland. Burn me at the stake. Ain't no fucking way. Like, you're really gonna... Think about that. Like, would you, if you go to your homie's house and they're like, hey, fool, I fucking got you. Whatever the fuck you want, bruh. Whatever. I'll make you a steak. I'll make you sushi, whatever. I'll make it for you. All you gotta do is ask. And this fucking guy cooks you something. And it just doesn't have any flavor. Like, it looks bomb. I'm pretty sure, like, presentation is a strong 8, 8.5. Like, that shit is, it looks bussin', but you taste it and it's not bussin'. It tastes like watermelon with no sugar, with no sweet. You know how you bite into a watermelon? Like, have you ever had a watermelon that wasn't too ripe? And it just tastes like you just ate water and like little teeny fibers and seeds. It's like, oh yeah, that's I didn't want to have to do that. Yeah, I can't believe you put me through that. You know what, to be honest with you, I'm liable to sue now. You have to answer the phone when I give you the suing papers. Very good. That's it. There we are. No, but deadass. Yeah, I'm not going to cook you something shit. It's just not what's going to happen. I'm going to be deadass. I don't know what happened to me. But one day I just started liking LaCroix because I remember tasting it. I remember having one before and I'm like, yeah, I don't like this. Then I had one. Long into the future, I'm like, whoa, this is actually really good. But you didn't hear that from me because they're not paying me to say that. I actually fuck with them. So, yeah, it's been a real good go at it. Past couple weeks, doing good shit. Working fucking hard. The one interesting thing I keep running into is I'm like, I don't know what the fuck is going on, because I'm like getting all this anxiety at work. And it's like, fuck, man, this is not good. It's my job. I don't want to feel uncomfortable at my job. It's bothering me a little bit. Not necessarily sure what the fuck to do about it, because it's my fucking livelihood. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to miss hours, but it's pissing me off that I keep going to fucking daycares and shit like that, and they're all the same. It bothers me. You know what I mean? They're either like insanely blessed or struggling. There's no middle ground. It's like, God fucking damn. There are places, like, dude, it doesn't make any sense. And ugh, the fucking poor teachers, bro. Listen, let me tell you something. I'm about to go fucking deep. Hold on. Smoke weed with the niggas. I can't get that shit out of my head. Smoke, you wanted to smoke weed with the niggas. I fucking love that. White boy. That's just so fucking funny to me. But anyway, yeah, so in daycares, if you have no idea, it's like war. You know what I, you know, like it's crazy. Working in a daycare is probably one of the most interesting experiences I have ever had, or that I'm currently having, because it's so unbelievable how unique and interesting it all is. To be honest, to be completely honest with you guys, I have social anxiety, low key, and being in that, I try to do my best, because I feel like, because you're like, ultimately you're being observed, I would imagine, you know, like it's a pretty heavy job when you get down to it, but you can't, you know, and that's kind of what eats at me. It's like, okay, am I doing everything I can? Am I checking my notes? Am I, you know, interacting with the kid? Like, am I doing the deed? And I'll worry about that sometimes. And when I try to ask, or if there's ever a, like a point in time where it's like, I'm really like beating myself up about it or something, or I'll, worry, I'll talk to one of my advisors, and then, you know, it all usually gets resolved pretty well. The, you know, good positive feedback, no bad feedback. I'm doing it. I'm fucking doing it, bro. But that's not the point. The point is, daycare workers, like people, the, you know, daycare people that work in daycares, they're getting like fucked over, low key. It's crazy. Like, they have to do so much, bro. Like, it's, they're like superheroes, like on some real shit, because they have to micromanage everything for every kid. It's crazy how that works. Like, it's fucking mayhem. It's wild. Like, bro, one school is like, some of the schools are like private schools, like quote unquote or whatever the fuck, but they're private owned. And the system and how it works is beautiful and it's all nice. And then you get in and it's just pure chaos every day, but it's like manageable chaos. And you wonder, you think to yourself, it's like, okay, surely it can't go this well, or it can't go like, it can't go the same as like it once did, you know? And it's like, no, it did. It's, I was going to say as well, but like, to be honest with you, it like progressively got worse. It was crazy, honestly. But it was actually just a bunch of, negative bitches. There, I said it. I fucking said it. I didn't want to have to say that. I swear to God, I tried my best. Oh man, I tried, but it didn't work. Yeah, it's just a bunch of negative fucks that think for themselves first, or think about themselves, and like, they're like, irrelevant horse shit. Like, again, I say again, we are working in a daycare. Why are you beefing with each other? Are you fucking kidding me? Are you serious? It's whatever disgruntled nonsense you do have between one another is completely valid, and I'm not going to invalidate that. I want you to end up figuring it out, but you can figure it out when you clock the fuck out, bitch, because you can't be like, why are both of you getting in, like, shouting matches in a day? For what? And it's like, it's not even like, it's such a waste of energy too, because if it's like, if the two are trying to argue about like what to do in a situation where like they're at a ratio or, you know, something along those lines happened, then that makes complete sense, I guess, you know, cause you know, again, it's like a pretty small, it was a pretty small school and, you know, people were, you know, it was pretty cramped. So I would get that. But this is about like some complete nonsense. It just got blown out of proportion. I'm not going to go into it. I feel like that's too personal, but just know. Hold on, let me blow my nose. I come in one day. I'm walking in. I'm telling you again, you know, just like ready to go to battle, basically. I don't know how else to fucking say it. Like I'm amped. I'm ready to go. I'm hype. I'm juiced. I'm on fucking fire. You know what I mean? I'm going in there to have fun. I'm fucking run around with kids all day. You know what I'm saying? It's fucking, you're ready. You know, I'm ready to go. And I come in, I say hi to everyone. I'm sitting down, you know, checking my, just making sure I got all my notes for the day. And this lady, what do we even call this one? let's say Nina. Yeah. So Nina comes in and she's crying. So Nina's like in her, either her mid 50s or like she's going on like 60. She looks pretty young though, but from what she's told me, she's, you know, she's not a spring chicken. We'll put it that way. It doesn't matter. But she's got a bright spirit, you know, older lady. She comes in and she's crying and I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, what happened? What's going on? Are you okay? Like what's like, what the fuck? Cause that was shocking. I'm like, what? Again, with kids, bro. So it's like, fuck man, what's going on? And she goes into like, she doesn't go into detail all that much, but she kind of does. I'm going to leave those out, but no, wait, what the fuck? No, we're telling the story. No one, we don't fucking know. So anyway, she goes into detail about how one of the other teachers, they were talking to one another, and the other teacher told her, don't fucking talk to me, go cry in the bathroom. I don't know what provoked her to say that, but she said that to Nina. And, you know, you can imagine, like, what that would feel like if someone told you that, even, like, when you were asking them a genuine question, no? And I'm like, or I'm going to, it's perspectives. I'm going to give the perspectives because this is from hers from right now, from what I heard. She goes in about, yeah, she's telling me a little bit about that. And I ask her, like, what the fuck? I don't know what to say. I didn't ask her anything. And then she's just, like, walking around the room, you know, pacing. The other teachers ask her what the fuck is going on. And it's kind of just, you know, that for the first, like, 10 minutes. And we go back and we're sitting. Now we're, like, sitting with the kids while one of the other teachers, like, reads them, you know, a story. You do the alphabet and stuff. And she's, like, whispering to me a little bit about what's going on. And she said that, you know what? I'm getting it all fucked up because it was honestly just, I'm gonna be honest. It was just bullshit. It was nonsense. It's like, why is this? What the fuck is going on? So she told me it's like, she just wants to drink and just forget about the day. And she's like 100% one race and you don't fuck with that one race and shit like that. And I'm like, okay, that's okay. Like, what the fuck? It's okay. It's fine. I'm pretty sure like the two of you can resolve your differences. And she's like, no, she's dead to me now. I'm like, well, coworker, dead to you. It'd be like that sometimes, I guess. So the day goes on. Then what did it for me was when we were outside and all the kids are like playing around with all their cool little toys. And her, I see her, she's staring down the teacher that said that to her as she walks back from one of the classes, staring her down, people, like looking at her like she wanted to hop over the fence with her old ass and just run at that bitch like a D lineman. Like she was ready to fucking go. And she did the, you know, like if you can imagine, I fucking like, she does the thing where you cut your neck, you know, with your hand. She does that shit and doesn't say anything. She does it like 4 times. And the lady's just staring at her. I'm like, what the fuck? I seen that and I'm like, damn, she's really tweaking today. Like, it's not a game. This is nothing about this to her is a joke. She's taking this blood serious. I'm like, wow. And I fucking, because her back was to me. So there's no way she knew I was staring at her. So later on, she tells me what she did. And I'm like, oh, did you? 4 times? Yeah. That's crazy. Bro, I went to the bathroom. Giggled a little bit. Then I went back in class. Ain't that great though? But yeah, I get that they're stressed out. I understand. Because everybody there was stressed, you know, it was a lot. It's a lot to handle. A lot of things get swept under the rug too. You know, I'm not going to go into detail on that, but a lot of things definitely, like, a lot of conversations need to be had about some of the shit that's being allowed in the schools, like, from a teaching standpoint. You know, like environment wise, like I think there are a few conversations that need to be had, but that's just another one of the like reasons why it's so hard right now to work in daycares like that. Don't get me wrong. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. You have, and if you work with kids, you know what it's like, you know, you're one of them. Like, that's how they end up treating you anyway. You're just a bigger version of them. And, like, you're the extension of them. So that's how you get the whole class to fucking flourish. But it's hard to do that with, you know, the people, like, arguing with one another over dumb shit. So that happens. We go into the classroom. And at this point in time, it's time for Nina's break. So she's gone, and it's me and the other teacher in there. And she gives me her 2 cents on the situation, of course. But she's honestly, like, the hardest working bitch there. Like, goddamn. She's a good old-fashioned just fucking Mexican mom, bro. So everything gets done because she just wills it that way. You know, kids are acting up. It don't matter. It's going to get done. It's going to get done. So she was telling me that it's like, what the fuck are you arguing? Like, same thing I said, like, why are you guys arguing with one another? Like, she, like, what the fuck is this? There's no way. And she's just like a head down. I'm going to, like, you know, have fun and work with the kids. I'm not going to say too much. You know, I like her work ethic a lot. She's a hustler, but she doesn't really acknowledge the dumb shit that goes on because, you know, she don't got time to. But with that, like, when she came to me and she was talking to me about it, that's how I knew it was some bullshit. I'm like, maybe I'm not thinking about it. Maybe I'm thinking about it in a different way. Like, you know, what if I'm like trying to rationalize it. She's like, no, that doesn't make any fucking sense. Like, we're in a daycare. If you want, I'll even give you this. Both of you can go outside. One of you take your lunch break. One of you, like, quote, like, quotation marks, go to the bathroom and meet them outside. And you guys can have a fucking shouting match down the street. Right? Do that. I'll give you that. Resolve that shit now. Because this is awful. I don't want it. I don't fucking want it. No one does. Everybody was just like, what the fuck? And then it was fucking weird, right? Because this was so bad, bro. Oh my God. I'm so embarrassed to say this. So this, the lady, Nina, she's telling me like, I guess like maybe I wasn't my like, again, I'm gonna double down on it. It was some bullshit. So I'm not as empathetic and as understanding as I would be if this was something that really hurt her, like something that hurt her feelings for like a deeper, not like on a level that's not shallow. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I was coming at it at like, you know, I'm not being as empathetic as I could be because it's dumb shit. Like she told you she doesn't want to talk to you and go cry in the bath. Like, why would she say that? You just, something like that, you just smile at that person and you just fucking walk away. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get she's upset, but it doesn't have to be a whole show, song and dance. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to tell everybody and garner sympathy from everybody and try to like let everybody know what's going on. And then this shit happened. Oh my God, this is so fucking whack of me, bro. Or not whack of me, but like, whack of me. Because I shouldn't have never put myself in this situation. I should have just did my fucking job. So me talking to her, I guess in some level, she was confiding in me or something like that. Cause out loud in front of like two other teachers, she's like, I'm going to buy you a coffee. I'm like, okay, no, thank you. You know, that's very sweet of you. I understand, what's going on. But like, no, I don't want you to fucking do that. And she's like, no, I'm gonna do it. I'll get you the same thing I get. I'm like, you don't have to, like, you really don't have to do that. Like, I don't want you to do that. Like, please, no. And she's like, I'll leave it for you. She's like, bitch, I don't want no fucking coffee from you. I don't. It's one thing if everybody in the class gets a coffee. I get one, just me. And you, bitch, what the fuck is that? Like, what the fuck is that? Come on now. That's weird. And I show up Wednesday, sure enough, it's fucking in there. I'm like, oh my, she's telling everybody out loud. Like, oh my God, that's so fucking embarrassing. Oh my God, that was so gross. She's like telling people, like saying it in front of the other teachers. Devon, your coffee's in there. Is it hot? Drink it while it's hot. I was so fucking embarrassed, bro. Ugh, it was, I don't get embarrassed. I don't feel that emotion very often. That was embarrassing. Like, oh God, because it's, again, I'm going to go a little bit of detail on this. The reason why I felt like it was embarrassing and the reason why I felt really dumb and gross. Yeah, that's how I felt. Felt gross. The reason why I felt that way is because it's one thing if you're getting me a coffee because, like, I don't fucking know, everyone gets a coffee, you know, because everybody is working really fucking hard. Like, don't you think that everyone deserves one? No. And then there was, what the fuck? Like, only I get one? I'm not even the hardest working person in here. I'm not going to grade it, you know, based on that, but the fucking teacher is busting her ass. If anyone deserves one, she fucking deserves one. Not me. Not bro. Come on now. That's weird. So you're doing it as like a, oh, he's on my side. Haha. Weirdo, like weird play type thing. Oh, you made me feel bad. I don't fucking know. It was just weird. And I fucking, and oh my fucking God, bro, I forgot, I got overlapped. So overlap is when your supervisors come in and they hang out with you for the day. They observe you with like in the environment with the kiddo. My supervisor, thank God it was my cool supervisor, bro. Jesus Christ, I love her. She's so great. But she came in and she heard this fucking old yapping lady. I tried. I'm telling you, I got the iron will. This fucking old rapping lady, bro. Yapping all goddamn day. I got your coffee. Like, have you ever seen that meme of that guy that's holding the pot of coffee? Who wants coffee? I just made a friend. That fucking guy, that's her. She's like, Devon, your coffee's in there. Your fucking coffee. Out loud in front of the other teachers. And it's just like, it's making me feel fucking weird, bro. Like, it's like I wanted a yak. I didn't. I just left it in there. I left it in there. When all of the kids were asleep and when it was time for me to go, I took it. But bro, I just left it in there. And fucking dumped that shit on the grass. That shit was crazy. No, I didn't. I drank it. But I didn't let anybody see me drink it. Because that would have been weird. Nobody seen me take it. Nobody seen me drink it. It's just gone. Because that can't happen. I took it when she wasn't in the room either. So she has no fucking clue. Or maybe she did when she found out, but like, don't again, like, and it also would have been one thing, like if she met me early and gave it to me and just like, I put it in my car or something, or like, I don't fucking know. I'm trying to break it down in some way that makes sense, but none of it makes fucking sense. Don't buy me no fuck. I told you no, don't buy me no coffee. I don't want one. I don't give a fuck because the intention of why you're doing it is weird. I don't like that. Get everybody a coffee or get yourself one. Don't get me one. Or if you're going to get anybody one, get the fucking teacher one. So yeah, that was gross. And then ever since that day for like three days, cause I ended up leaving that case. But, for about 3 to 4 days, just different looks. Not all crazy, like, but from like some of the teachers, not too many, like two, and be like different stares. I'm like, okay, I don't like what's going on here. I'm gonna watch my back now. It's getting scary. I don't know what's going on. But, yeah, no. Just a bunch of nonsense. Uncomfortable situation for everybody. Uncomfortable situation for everyone. And it all could have been resolved in like the same day it happened, but it had to last like the whole time I was there. Just like whole people refusing to talk to each other. You have any idea how fucking stupid that is? Again, in a day, like it, I don't even think, I think that just applies to every job. Imagine if you guys were a team of four working in a kitchen and two of the coworkers weren't talking to one another. Are you serious? So it's basically just me and this other fuck doing everything because you two are like, we're working incoherently for no reason. It doesn't have to be this way. We're a team. We are all a team. Different classrooms, same team, right? Because when you bring all of the kids out, you know, they're all out there. All of us have to be on our best guard, you know, to make sure that nothing happens, to watch out. But if, I don't know, like, goddamn. Maybe I'm thinking too deep on it, but I really, really, it bothers me sometimes when I work in it makes me fucking anxious because I just want everybody to be doing what they need to do. You know, we have in our hands, the fucking future. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. Kids, future doctors, lawyers, fucking rocket ship men, archaeologists, some of the best ideas and some of the worst ideas are going to come from these little fucks running around in their boots and their snotty noses. You know what I mean? It fucking hurts my feelings a little bit when two people are so fucking selfish and they want to argue with one another for a week, for a week and a half before like anything. I don't even think it, like, I think they both just got over it. Like, it was weird. You're just not talking. And then little cabals would start popping up. Like, two of the teachers would side with two of the other bitches. And then at one point, just nobody fucked with Nina. Like, because everybody knew, it's like, just fucking relax. Like, you know, who gives a fuck? That's not something you should get bent out of shape about. I get not talking to her. I get not talking. Like, I understand that. But if I was put in that situation, because they work so close together, it's not like one of them is in one room. They're both in separate rooms, but there's a common area that both of them are in charge of together. So for them not, it's like shit was just moving way too slow because they're both doing fuck all. So if it was like, if they didn't have to interact with each other, I really would not fucking care. I didn't care when she told me, to be honest. And I didn't care then, but what I give a fuck about is, dude, again, the future. Both of you are like playing completely different roles right now. I don't give a fuck what it is. I don't. I want all of them to be safe and happy little thingies. I ain't got beef with fucking nobody. No one. There's no way. There's like zero chance of that. How the fuck does that work? Like, if you, like, I don't get it. I don't fucking get it. Like, they'll whisper shit about one another. Like, oh, I don't like her. Oh, she's driving me crazy. Or one of the bitches is like, hey, I can't work in this fucking classroom. It's too hectic. I'm like, get over yourself. Are you, come on, man. It's okay. Like, I'm in here too. She's in here too. Like, you know, it's fast. I said the same thing when I came in, but it's like, yeah, I don't blame her. I do not blame her for that, but goddamn, don't shit on the teacher. Everybody just hates one another and they whisper about it to one another. It's like, it's weird. It's like if everybody was Varys from Game of Thrones. That's what it was like. If you know what that dude knew, he knew the T on everybody. So everyone knows the T on everyone else. And I was a fresh face and there was no T on me. I don't know what the fuck, if there was T, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck it was. I couldn't tell you what it is. I have an idea of what it was, but it's probably not true. Yeah. I take that shit serious. That's one reason why I don't necessarily like working in daycares like that. Cause that's so anxious. I'm just so prepared. I'm like on my fucking A game. I'm so awake. It's like I'm on the hunt, but like I'm hunting for the things that want to interfere or hurt the kids. That thing fucking goes down, whatever it is, a squirrel, a rabid dog, a raccoon, a skunk. Two fucking annoying bitches arguing about fucking fuck all. It's over. It's over. It's not gonna happen. Not on my watch. Shutting that shit down. I'm just saying. Because again, dude, like you cannot. There's no fucking way you can be that selfish, bro. But, you know, that's just how it goes sometimes. Spin fire in the booth, but I'm not a rapper. Secret upload. If you know, you know. I'll see you guys next time. Don't forget to bring an umbrella. Don't forget to like, favorite, and subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and Google Play. And I'll see you next time. Let's rain.